Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for us to work together through some scripture so that we can have our minds aligned with the truth of God as we begin our day. And I am curious how The Morning Mindset is having an impact in your life. I would love to hear. You can send me a quick note via email, Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, at carriegreen.com. Introduce yourself. Tell me where you live. Tell me how you found The Morning Mindset and how it is impacting your life. I just love that we can connect over all the miles through this digital medium. It's an amazing thing that the Lord has given us. Let's take advantage of it. Now, I would love to also point your attention to Psalm chapter 37. We're looking at verse number 7 today. The writer, who is David the king, he says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices." Now, there's two different issues at work here in this verse that we need to pay attention to. The first has to do with our inner world as it relates to the things that are going on around us. He says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him." Now, I know there have been many times in my life where I didn't know what was ahead and I was eager. I wanted to see with some clarity what was ahead of me and what sort of decisions I should be making in light of that. And it is a time to get anxious. It is a time to fret most of the time. And not that we should be doing that, but that's the opportunity that is before us. And David's counsel is that we are to be still before the Lord. Do you know what that's like? Do you know what he means? Be still before the Lord. It means calm down, cool your jets, as people used to say. Man, just maybe physically take a deep breath and just calm yourself. Be still before the Lord. That really is the key phrase. You see, reminding ourselves that he is the one in control and that he has our good in mind. When we can be still in that way, we can do this next part of the statement more effectively, and that is to wait patiently for him. You see, it's all rooted in trust, isn't it? We're reminding ourselves as we're being still of his character and of the qualities and competence that he has. And that enables us to wait patiently for him because God has his timing, doesn't he? He's got things lined out in a way that they're going to happen in a certain order and in a certain amount of time. And we as his creatures need to humble ourselves and be patient, waiting on him to do those things. And then that next statement has another pointer toward our inner world, but it's not in terms of our attitude toward our circumstance directly. It's our attitude toward others we see who perhaps are moving into a realm or a direction that we kind of want to move into. You know, we want to prosper. We want to be doing well. And he says, "Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way." So in other words, don't let yourself be envious or anxious when you see someone else doing well, prospering in their way. And then he adds a little statement onto the end of it, which kind of informs us as to exactly who he's talking about. He says, "Over the man who carries out evil devices." So the implication here is this person who's getting along better than us in our own thinking is someone who's doing so even though their life seems to be one that's not very admirable, one that's evil. And he's saying it can be easy to be jealous of evil people when we see them prospering, and that it causes all kinds of doubts in our hearts, doesn't it, about the kind of life we're living, and maybe it really isn't all worth it. But the point David's trying to make is we have to start out with our perspective right by being patient and still before the Lord. You see, we have to remind ourselves who is on our side and that he's greater even than the prosperity that we're seeking. He is our treasure. He is our inheritance. He is our all in all. My friends, let's focus on him today. Would you tell a friend about The Morning Mindset? I would love for more and more people to be blessed by this every day. And join me again tomorrow.
We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.